Jim Fried.
Oh, boy, am I excited for our next guest. We've got Larry's in on. Since Larry's been on, he opened up a new store, had a baby, stopped the COVID-19. I mean, all kinds of stuff. So, Larry's in. Welcome to the program. You know, blessings to you and your beautiful wife, Courtney, on the gorgeous daughter that I keep looking at here all the time. My wife keeps showing me the pictures. And high five on your gorgeous place that I've been to repeatedly, including after the crazy COVID-19 thing. Larry's in. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, perfect. I can hear you.
Awesome.
I could hear you if we weren't on the call, Jim.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for tolerating me, Larry. I love you, man. So listen, you know, I went to the store a couple of weeks ago, got my car serviced. I don't think people realize that the auto industry is still working, that you guys are deemed essential because it's transportation. And I think it's important that you talk about the steps you're taking at the store, because it's an outlook on how we can get our economy back open again, because other places are going to have to behave and follow your guys' example.
Yeah, you know, Jim, this has been a moving target since the beginning, and we've been trying to get better as this has gone along, but all of our employees are following social distancing guidelines, wearing masks. Anybody who is touching a customer's car, not only do we have masks, gloves, we also have disposable car seat covers and steering wheel covers. And for anybody's vehicles that do come in for sales or service, we are now doing a complimentary disinfectant to the vehicle, which is also a protector for the interior and is supposed to help from bacteria building on the high touch surfaces. So your screens, your gear shift levers, your steering wheels, the things that are commonly touched, this is supposed to also prevent bacteria growing on those, and it is EPA and OSHA approved.
God, I'm coming in for that next week, Larry. I'm calling May when we're done. Talk a little bit about how you moved from 441 over to Biscayne and how that impacts your ability to serve the community.
I'm sorry, Jim, you cut out. Can you repeat that?
You guys recently moved from 441 over to Biscayne Boulevard in front of FIU.
Yes.
Please talk about the impact that has on your customer base.
So frankly, you know, we've moved closer to our customer base. We've also been able to expand our capacity primarily in service. So for us, this opens up a lot more opportunity for customers to get their vehicles in faster and get them out faster as well. It also seems to be much more of a convenience, because in the area, there's much more for our clients to do. So if you happen to drop your vehicle off for service and you want to run by Costco, or under non-COVID times, you know, wanted to go to the mall or other things in the area, you know, those options are available to you. Not to mention the facility is state of the art. We've got all sorts of amenities available for our customers. And it is certainly something that we're very proud of.
It was tremendous. I went in there, they got me in and out in less than an hour and a half. In the middle, they gave me a loaner so I could go do my banking, which I did by waiting in line and then use the remote teller. So it was great. I had the best experience. I really, really did. Now, Larry, what are some of the things that the auto industry is going to have to confront as we go through the COVID-19? There's all kinds of financing things I'm seeing on TV, all kinds of other things. And how are you treating your employees? Is everybody still there? Or do you have to furlough people?
You know, Jim, as far as the industry goes, we're going to have to see how things are going to play out. Currently, you're seeing inventories build throughout the industry. These are cars that were already produced. You know, March is typically our biggest or one of the biggest months of the year for most dealers.
Wow.
And March didn't happen. So a lot of inventories built up. But then, you know, as we get to the tail of this, then for the most part, production shut down. So 3-4 months from now, those inventories hopefully will balance out, when things do get back to normal, which, hopefully they do. But you know, it's going to cause some supply constraints, not only on the vehicle side, but on the parts side. And we've seen some interesting things happen with the wholesale market for pre-owned vehicles, because at the moment it doesn't really exist. You know, the auctions, there isn't really much data for us to go off of. It's certainly an unprecedented time in that regard.
You know, Larry, you and your team of business leaders, you, Eric, Warren, really are forward-thinking leaders in our community. I wanted to thank you guys for remaining open, providing good quality jobs for the people in our community, and to provide a great example. I want to tell you a story, Larry. I was speaking at Norland Senior High the other day. One of the young men said that he didn't want to go to college. Instead, he wanted to work in some form here vocationally. I told him, would he like to work at a place like Warren Henry? Talk about the types of people that you hire, Larry, because you are a gift to our community.
Well, you know, we offer all sorts of different types of positions. And it's interesting that you bring that up, Jim, because we're actually working to open up our own location for vocational training for technicians. And we hope to have that up by the next school year. So, you know, students who don't necessarily want to go to college, who'd love to get into the automotive industry, we're hopefully going to have a program in short order that would offer those students additional opportunities to become technicians. You know, we also have sales, accounting, all sorts of different roles that are typically available. Unfortunately, during this time, you know, growth is kind of paused, but we anticipate that we'll be getting out of this in short order, and hopefully, you know, everything will come back together in our economy in a faster fashion.
I think it will. I think that we're going to, like you said, experience supply constraints that will hold pricing up on certain commodity goods and other things. And I think that, within a year or so, things will be back to normal that way. And then we'll be having to work out what I'm calling the forbearance portion of our economy. I've talked to many people in the apartment game. People are continuing to pay rent. And I know that you and I talked, and oh boy, am I going to take you back, Larry, when it was the last recession, you told me one of the things people didn't let go of was their cars. So I got to believe that the auto industry is going to do okay.
You know, I'd certainly like to hope so. We've seen some great, great moves from the manufacturers as well, doing things to defer payments for clients. People whose leases are coming up, offering automatic extensions. It's, you know, there's a lot of manufacturers who have stepped up, who understand the times that people are going through. And I think that's going to go a long way when this is all said and done.
You know, Larry, tell me a little bit about what the most exciting thing coming up is in the auto industry that really has you excited?
Well, you know, Jim, it's really difficult because it's almost like everything hit the pause button. You know, we had the Geneva Auto Show that, you know, typically is a huge event for us. That was canceled. Supercar Saturday, we haven't been able to have that. That's our great event, which I know you've been to many times.
Love
the one
that.
Thing that I can say that hasn't been canceled is still coming and is, you know, certainly a differentiator for one of our brands is the all new Land Rover Defender that's going to be coming. That vehicle exited the North American market in 1997, and we haven't had a version of that since. Since that time, the Colt popularity in the United States has grown tremendously. And if you haven't seen the new car yet, you've got to look it up because they did an absolutely fabulous job for the resurrection. I mean, it is, you know, everything that a Defender should be, while still, you know, it still maintains the off-road capability and the rugged, you know, the ruggedness, I guess, if that's a word, but also can now be daily driven.
Is it going to come in yellow, Larry?
It doesn't come in yellow yet. First question that I asked.
I guess great minds think alike, Larry. When are you going to have it in the showroom?
So we did have one in the showroom at the end of last month. We'll have it at our Land Rover South Dade location in the coming week for display. And then hopefully we'll be able to start deliveries on those by the end of next month.
Oh, wow. Wow. So what's the price point on something like that? Not that I'm interested.
So it's going to start in the high 40s for a Defender 110. That's right. A vehicle that's going to, it's a four, or you could call it a five door, I guess, with an optional 5+2 configuration. So you could sit up to seven people in it. And then in the coming months after that, we'll get a Defender 90, which will be smaller, start at a little bit lower of a price point. But you know, you'll be able to get either 5 or 6 seat configurations in that vehicle, which is pretty cool.
That sounds really tremendous. And Larry, I want to make sure that everybody realizes again that you guys have moved, that you moved to the east side of town, a little closer to the customer base. Tell people where you're located and about the free stuff they're giving away for people to come in for service and stuff. I really want to make sure people know.
So we're located at our main campus, which is Warren Henry Jaguar. Land Rover North Dade and Warren Henry Infinity is located at 151st and Biscayne Boulevard. For those that would like to come in, we are offering free sanitization services for their vehicle. Make sure that the vehicles are clean and sanitized after we get anywhere near it. Also, it provides protection from germs. And then additionally, for those that don't want to come in, we'll pick up your vehicle. So if you're not comfortable coming in for service right now, that's fine with us. We'll be happy to pick up the vehicle, drop you off a loaner car if you need it, and then drop the vehicle back off to you when we're finished. We understand, Larry, that, you know.
Larry, you treat the loaner car with the antibacterial also?
Absolutely.
Okay, I was wondering about that. I just want to make sure. I want to end with giving you and Courtney the best on your beautiful young lady. God bless you. That's what we're really all about here. It's a new member of the Warren Henry family.
That's right. Well, she's already the boss. She's only 8 months in.
Hey, Courtney's daughter. Come on.
So I appreciate it very much. Please send my best to Vivian. I hope you guys are staying safe and healthy. And as always, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show and let people know what's going on. And, you know, most certainly appreciate what you do for the community and, you know, how you're continuing to support everybody. You know, Jim, you're the best.
Thank you, Larry. I couldn't be who I am without all the people that I depend on for love and kindness. And you and Eric are right up there. Warren, I love you guys. So thank you so much, Larry. Best to the family. We'll be right back. And Alan Garfinkel's tell us how, if you got a case for business interruption. I got the answer. The answer is yes. Back after this.